Shalom. This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Today we will be revisiting Sister Billy's classic series on the Book of Daniel. So get your Bible and your notebook as we study the living Word of God.
Now we usually call him Daniel, but we usually call the other Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I think it's because it's easier to say or something. I don't know. But they really have lovely Hebrew names. Esther, that was a name given her over in Persia after Astarte, the goddess that the word Easter comes from, which was really a goddess of fertility. And even though we always call her Esther, her Hebrew name was Hadassah, which means myrtle. You've heard of the Hadassah Hospital in Israel. And so even though they changed their names and tried to get them into other, they still stayed true to their God. And a name change didn't ruin them. And my friend Martha Kennedy, Martha and Ralph Kennedy, they're friends of all of us. We all know them. They were the sponsors of our meeting down in Augusta that we just came from. They had three little boys, little stair-step boys. And every Sunday they went to church, and when they passed the pastor at the back door, he always patted them on the head and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And one day they went, it was Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, and one day they got ready to go to church, and the littlest boy cried, and he said, Mommy, I don't like to go to church. That preacher always calls me a billy goat. So I think somehow it's just become easier for us to say those names. Now, they wanted them to eat of the king's meat and the king's portion. Daniel was, he was a man of prayer. He was a man of purpose. And we see he was pure. We see him here in verse 8, Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now the Hebrews had strict eating laws. Daniel's been carried over there with just a few of them. Later on, more will come, and they'll be able to do things their way. But the primary way that he could have been defiled was eating blood. And let's look at Leviticus chapter 17, verse 10 through 14. Because of the great respect the Hebrews have for life and what God told them where the life was. Leviticus chapter 17 and verse 10. Whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel or of the strangers that sojourn among you that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood and will cut him off from among his people. This is a strong one. If you eat blood, you're going to lose your place in the covenant peoples. You can see why Daniel was so motivated. Why? Verse 11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. And then he goes down for several verses and tells them not to do it. So the Hebrews have a special way of killing an animal and its jugular vein, so that all blood drains out of the meat. And the meat is very, very good that they kill this way. Even in the New Testament times, you remember when Paul was called back to the church at Jerusalem? And they said, some people were saying, well, you need to do these things under the law. And finally, when it all boiled down to it, they said, well, we just have two things we want you to do. Remember to give to the poor and be sure not to eat blood. And Paul said, of course, we'll do this. So that was a very, very important thing. And the number one factor that prompted Daniel not to eat any meat of the king's table. It also could have been offered to idols. And you know, he was over there in a strange land, and all of his elders were not around him. He was among those young. He was probably about 20, carried away. And he could have. Babylon was the top nation, the top empire on earth probably ever. Because they went down after that. And he had all these things, and nobody was there, and nobody was watching, and he could have said, you know, I can't eat the ray I'm supposed to eat. I might even die for it. It might make the king mad. But he did not. He could have even said, I might even get killed for it. But he did not. Just a young man. They were just young men. And I know that we need Daniels today. Daniels could be men or women, but we need people who in this world setup that we're in. That's one of the things I noticed that was said there through Justice Duplessy, that we have just like situations today in America. And we have to say, we're not going to defile ourselves. So if something is going to defile you, you need to fast it forever. You know. And that's what Daniel did. And God brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. They went to this college for 3 years. After they gave them the test of 10 days, they looked just as good. They decided only to eat vegetables. Because if they ate only vegetables, then they wouldn't run into the risk of eating any meat with blood in it. And at the end of 10 days, they looked just as good as anyone else. And then Meltzar, verse 16, took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink and give them pulse. Now you know a Hebrew word. If you want to go out to eat at a restaurant in Hebrew, in Israel, and you want to order the waiter over, you say, Meltzar. That's the word for waiter. So Meltzar took away the portion of their meat, but then he'll start talking in Hebrew and you don't understand him, so it's kind of a bad deal. I get myself in lots of predicaments. I know just enough Hebrew to get me in trouble. Now, verse 17, as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now, at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. We're going to understand what that means, standing before the king, before we finish the book. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in his realm. And Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Cyrus. Now, you are not going to be able to find the United States of America in the lion with wings. You're not going to be able to find yourself in some of those places. But you can follow the Daniel's pattern of prayer. In fact, God is telling us to do so in purity. And here's how Brother Hagin used these scriptures. When he was a little boy, he had this heart trouble, and he never was good in school, and he failed. They would pass him, maybe give him a D in passing, but he was terrible in school. And then he almost died when he was 16 years old, and he was real fuzzy about things when he came off that bed of sickness, real weak. And but he was like in high school, a sophomore in high school, and he would walk to school very, very slowly, just trudging. And he used this scripture right here, combined with John 1. And I'll tell you what it did for him. And here's how you can use it in the church, how we can apply these things in our life. You can apply it to your children. You can say it over them. He used these scriptures right here, and he would walk to school saying, God gave those four Hebrew children knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams, and in all matters they were 10 times smarter than anyone else. Then he would come over to the New Testament, pick up John 1:4, speaking of Jesus, which says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. He would quote those back and forth, and he would say, the light is in me, and him is light, and his light is my life, and he's giving me wisdom and skill and all understanding, and he's making me 10 times smarter. And he got a gift. He got a gift of being able to read a page in any book, photographic memory, and quote it. He never had it before. So you can take those things, put them in your life, and you can have them come to pass for you. Glory to God right now and for your children right now. Now, verse 2, chapter 2. And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams wherewith his spirit was troubled, and his sleep brake from him. Then the king commanded to call the magicians, the astrologers, the sorcerers. These are orders of their people in their courts. And the Chaldeans, for to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. You see that phrase again, stood before the king? And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Verse 4. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Syriac. From here on, this book is in not the Hebrew language, but the Aramaic language. It goes down to the end of chapter 7, I believe it is, being the Aramaic language. I'll look that up for you exactly. I think it's the end of chapter 7. But Aramaic begins here. Aramaic is the language. Chaldean and Syriac are different parts of Aramaic, Western and Eastern Aramaic. But from now on, it's written in Aramaic. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Syriac, O king, live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we'll show the interpretation. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. If you will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, you shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. They still do things like that over there. And they said, nobody can do it. And so he's out to put all these people that have graduated from these colleges and these wise men in their different categories to death. And that's going to include Daniel and the three Hebrew children. So Daniel goes to the head of the prince of the eunuchs, and he says, get us some more time. Verse 14, then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the capital of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. And he answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time, and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret. Now when this was translated, this was translated, and they translated the Aramaic as well. In the Aramaic, I think it's the word raz, I've forgotten. But when this was translated into Greek, they used the word mysterion. And the word mysterion means a sacred secret.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message. The classic study series by Dr. Billy Brim entitled Daniel is now available in an 11 CD series for a special radio offer of $55 plus shipping. You can order in three ways. On the internet website at www.billybrim.org. Or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write to us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom!
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I trust you can be with us in Branson for our annual prayer conference. Join us to work together with God in prayer. I sense one primary prayer objective is leadership for our nation and for Israel. I trust you can be in Branson October 24 through 29. For details, log on to our website, billybrim.org, or call us at 1-800-972-3447. Shalom, shalom.